have to agree with Ernie at Ermanda on knives, forks, spoons and a cutlery drawer. Just listen to Ernie going about that. You're not alone, Ernie. It's a pet hate from off minds. I have to say that my wife does do the majority, the vast majority of the cooking in the kitchen. But she has some really annoying habits when it comes to crockery and cutlery. Regarding the cutlery, yeah, I agree with you. I always put the spoons always in the same direction. Knives and forks always in the same direction. Sharp knives, the big knives, the black handle knives for carving or cutting or that, always in the drawer, facing the same way. And the same with ladles, etc, etc, etc. And it really annoys me when I see them all mixed up, completely mixed up, and knives in the wrong place. I mean, it just bugs me to hell. And another, if I add to this, I would say another one is when she washes the plates, etc, plates and bowls, the drying rack on the sink is aligned or slanted for the plates to hold the plates in a certain manner, and she always puts plates in the opposite way around. So when you come to take, if I'm drying for example, come to take the plates or the bowls out of the drying rack, it's really damn awkward because they should just be lifted, say for example, by the left hand and slip out in the direction they were put in. But because they were put in reverse, it really bloody awkward, and you end up sometimes actually pulling the whole drying rack up into the air and causing a cacophony of crockery sounds. That was bloody hard to say. So, although she does the cooking, etc., it really annoys me when things are not exactly the way they should be. I have absolutely no doubt that if she was on Audioboo, she could have 100 pet hates in the kitchen for me. But I am one of those people, like you, Ernie, that I just love things to be exactly where they are, in the order they should be, so you know exactly where everything is and they're all facing the right way. And sad, but true. And I'm actually the tidiest person normally. I'm always wiping down wee bits of the bunker that she's missed, etc. And then she says to me, "I got that bit." And I would say, "You didn't obviously get that bit, because I can still see, you know, the stains off the cooking or the frying pan or something." And then I'm just told I'm being pernickety. There's a bloody good word. Pernickety. Yeah, I suppose I'm a wee bit. Speaks in.